And with the time coming up to whatever it is, this is John Humphreys on PM. I like the sound of that. Consider this an audition. 2013 started off with horses in burgers, Chris Hughne in prison, and Richard III interred in a rather unexpected place.
Now is the winter of our discontent, made glorious summer by this son of York.
Oi, mate, are you using that space? Because I got delivery.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our special Energy Company edition, Strictly Complicit. It's nice to heat you expensively. Our big six contestants have led us a merry dance. But what do the judges think? Ed Miliband, what do you think, my darling?
Well, all I can say is they should be doing Jailhouse Rock. Like my dad, I love my country. Britain can do better than this. So there'll be no lifts in energy prices under Labour.
David Cameron. That would be a disaster. The problem is skimpy costumes. Buy a sweater. That's my suggestion. And green really isn't their colour. Has anyone tried that new dance? It's called fracking. A bit like twerking, but with the Earth's crust.
It's not fast. It's not classy. But it is racist. Allegedly. I'm talking about the go-home van. The latest in anti-immigrant vehicular communication. But does it work? We spent 20 years trying to get rid of Abu Qatada. But one drive passed in this baby, and he was on a plane to Jordan. Go home, vans. You can with an imam.
George Osborne. I don't know what you think you're doing. You sold Royal Mail for half the price of Gareth Bale. You taxed bedrooms. And you've got an haircut like a Thunderbird puppet. So, for that reason, Osborne, you're fired.
But I did raise the retirement age for presenters of increasingly formulaic and predictable reality TV shows.
Osborne, you're hired.
I've always liked the Co-op. I've bought many a macaroon from there. So I thought I'd try banking with them, especially as the bank was run by a Methodist minister. But it turns out Mr. Flowers wasn't all he was cracked up to be, although crack might have been involved. I won't be eating their macaroons any more. Instead, I've found a recipe from that lovely Nigella.
Right, now it's vulgar to talk about money. So, here's Robert Peston.
Well, John, you'll be pleased to hear I'm changing jobs. I was the BBC business editor, where you'll remember I brought a major banking institution to its knees. But now I'm going to be economics editor. George Osborne, get off that windowsill. Robert Peston, BBC News.
Hello, Alex Salmond, Prime Minister. Oh, I mean First Minister. Yes, Mr. Cameron, we do want to keep the pound and the Queen, but I've told you Andy Murray is not on the table. Look, why don't we decide it with a bake-off? I'll make a Dundee cake, and you can do Eton Mess. The winner gets North Sea oil revenue. The loser gets Eddie Mayer.
While loyal fans of the Doctor celebrated his 50th anniversary, the Vatican went one step further. In an unexpectedly far-reaching tribute, Pope Benedict regenerated into Pope Francis. And Sistine Chapel, it's a lot bigger than you think.
In her tribute to the Pope, the Queen said simply, lightweight.
And speaking as your Foreign Secretary, I am proud to say that our great nation once again excelled itself, and not just with pig semen for the Chinese. President Vladimir Putin of Russia said we were a small island. But what about our high-profile trilateral partnership? Never seen you in a selfie at a memorial service, Vladimir. And did I mention I met Angelina Jolie?
And you join us outside Buckingham Palace as we enter our eighth hour of baby speculation. David Dimbleby will be gutted he missed this, but they don't allow tattoos, see?
Did you hear this? Sir Alex Ferguson was abdicated. Mama, that's what I call a precedent.
And one of the true wonders of life, and in accordance with the laws of thermodynamic harmonics, sport seemed at one with science. In a disturbing evolutionary advance, badgers developed the ability to move goalposts. The false widow spider arrived, an invasion by a foreigner with a venomous bite. But Luis Suarez did get a 10-match ban.
And Great Britain was ravaged by a storm called St. Jude after the patron saint of depression and lost causes, a role later adopted by the England cricket team. Just leaves us time for the return of an old favourite.
Hello, I wish to register a complaint. I came in here not half an hour ago to talk about Boris Island, and now it's dead.
No, it is not. Golly, it is not dead. It is merely resting.
Resting?
Boris Island will be back. All I need is a constituency. I'm pining for the wards.
Pining for the wards?
If only there was someone with a decent IQ in number 10. And on that note, I'm John Humphreys. The writer was Mandy Baker, and that was 2013. I rather like this end of the day. Here, Eddie, you don't fancy doing a few earlies, do you? And with the time coming up to whatever it is, this is John Humphreys on PM. I like the sound of that. Consider this an audition. 2013 started off with horses in burgers, Chris Hewn in prison, and Richard III interred in a rather unexpected place.
Now is the winter of our discontent. Made glorious summer by this son of York.
Oi, mate, are you using that space? Because I got delivery.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our special Energy Company edition, Strictly Complicit. It's nice to heat you expensively. Our big six contestants have led us a merry dance. But what do the judges think? Ed Miliband, what do you think, my darling?
Well, all I can say is they should be doing Jailhouse Rock. Like my dad, I love my country. Britain can do better than this. So there'll be no lifts in energy prices under Labour.
David Cameron. That would be a disaster. The problem is skimpy costumes. Buy a sweater. That's my suggestion. And green really isn't their colour. Has anyone tried that new dance? It's called fracking. A bit like twerking, but with the Earth's crust.
It's not fast. It's not classy. But it is racist. Allegedly. I'm talking about the go-home van. The latest in anti-immigrant vehicular communication. But does it work? We spent 20 years trying to get rid of Abu Qatada. But one drive past in this baby, and he was on a plane to Jordan. Go home, vans. You can with an imam.
George Osborne. I don't know what you think you're doing. You sold Royal Mail for half the price of Gareth Bale. You taxed bedrooms. And you've got an haircut like a Thunderbird puppet. So, for that reason, Osborne, you're fired.
But I did raise the retirement age for presenters of increasingly formulaic and predictable reality TV shows.
Osborne, you're hired.
I've always liked the Co-op. I've bought many a macaroon from there, so I thought I'd try banking with them, especially as the bank was run by a Methodist minister. But it turns out Mr. Flowers wasn't all he was cracked up to be, although crack might have been involved. I won't be eating their macaroons any more. Instead, I've found a recipe from that lovely Nigella.
Right, now it's vulgar to talk about money. So, here's Robert Peston.
Well, John, you'll be pleased to hear I'm changing jobs. I was the BBC business editor, where you'll remember I brought a major banking institution to its knees. But now I'm going to be economics editor. George Osborne, get off that windowsill. Robert Peston, BBC News.
Hello, Alex Salmond, Prime Minister. First Minister. Yes, Mr. Cameron, we do want to keep the pound and the Queen, but I've told you Andy Murray is not on the table. Look, why don't we decide it with a bake-off? I'll make a Dundee cake, and you can do Eton Mess. The winner gets North Sea oil revenue, the loser gets Eddie Mayer.
While loyal fans of the Doctor celebrated his 50th anniversary, the Vatican went one step further. In an unexpectedly far-reaching tribute, Pope Benedict regenerated into Pope Francis. And the Sistine Chapel, it's a lot bigger than you think.
In her tribute to the Pope, the Queen said simply, "Lightweight."
And speaking as your Foreign Secretary, I am proud to say that our great nation once again excelled itself, and not just with pig semen for the Chinese. President Vladimir Putin of Russia said we were a small island. But what about our high-profile trilateral partnership? Never seen you in a selfie at a memorial service, Vladimir. And did I mention I met Angelina Jolie?
And you join us outside Buckingham Palace as we enter our eighth hour of baby speculation. David Dimbleby will be gutted he missed this, but they don't allow tattoos, see?
Did you hear this? Sir Alex Ferguson has abdicated. Now, Mama, that's what I call a precedent.
And one of the true wonders of life, and in accordance with the laws of thermodynamic harmonics, sport seemed at one with science. In a disturbing evolutionary advance, badgers developed the ability to move goalposts. The false widow spider arrived, an invasion by a foreigner with a venomous bite. But Luis Suarez did get a 10-match ban.
And Great Britain was ravaged by a storm called St. Jude after the patron saint of depression and lost causes, a role later adopted by the England cricket team. Just leaves us time for the return of an old favourite.
Hello, I wish to register a complaint. I came in here not half an hour ago to talk about Boris Island, and now it's dead.
It is not dead. It is merely resting.
Resting?
Boris Island will be back. All I need is a constituency. I'm pining for the wards.
Pining for the wards?
If only there was someone with a decent IQ in number 10.